It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Doug Lascelles. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Doug Lascelles.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the season premiere of the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Doug Lascelles. Last season was a good one for the area Catholic teams, as four made it into the postseason, and one, the Hartley Hawks, claimed a state title. Can they top it this season? Well, the answer to that question remains to be seen, but the 2016 season got underway on a high note last night, as DeSales clobbered Lancaster 28-7, and Newark Catholic beat Licking Valley 21-7. In our Central Catholic League Game of the Week tonight, St. Charles, under new head coach Bob Jacoby, heads to Upper Arlington to battle the Golden Bears. You can hear it live right here on AM 820 with Randy Reinhart and Coach Larry Wolf on the call, immediately following the preview show, starting with the pregame at 7:15. Also on the schedule for Week 1 tonight, Hartley is on the road at Toledo Central Catholic. Waterson welcomes Walnut Ridge to Hagley Field, and Reedy travels to Whitehall. Tomorrow night, Fisher Catholic is in Zanesville to face Rosecrans. We have to take our first time out of the season. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, and get his thoughts on the upcoming season and tonight's matchup between St. Charles and Upper Arlington. Then it's the Sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, and Stallions offensive tackle and defensive end, Drew McLucky. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Because from the moment we meet, you become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today and go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience, and why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. We're glad to have our broadcast team of Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf back in the saddle for another year. Coach Wolf joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, looking back on last season first, Waterson with a bounce back year, returned to the postseason. Reedy came up just short of the postseason, getting knocked out by Newark Catholic on the last night of the regular season. DeSales with a great year, and of course, Hartley won the Division IV state title. What sticks out most from last season?
Well, obviously, you have a state championship, and anytime you have a state championship, that has to be number one. But for the Waterson kids, none of those kids on that team had ever experienced the playoffs before. Now, for most programs, they might get to a playoff game once every 5 or 6 or 7 years. But when Waterson misses the playoffs, like 2 years in a row or 3 years in a row, it's a national tragedy. So for those kids, it was special. Hartley wins a state championship. That was outstanding. DeSales lost a heartbreaker to Zanesville in the playoffs, a game they absolutely should have won, but they didn't. And Reedy on a rebound is you know, one touchdown or two touchdowns short of getting there. So I just think everybody's got to be on the upswing this year, and everybody's got to be happy where they finished. And let's get after it again tonight. You know, it starts right now, so it's kind of exciting.
So, Coach, you mentioned that. Can we expect a similar season this year from the area Catholic teams, or do you think it can be better?
Well, if I don't say it could be better, I'd be crazy. Every one of these teams has a little extra step now. They're happy about it. Hartley is Hartley. You know what you're going to get with Hartley. But Watterson kids now feel like, you know what, we were 5-5. We've played a brutal schedule for about 5 years now, and we can make it through that schedule. The sales feels shortchanged. St. Charles has a new skipper, and Reedy's saying, hey, listen, we were close. We're just one play or two plays away. So I think every one of those teams has a chance to improve where they were last year.
Coach, with all that being said, who are a couple players that you've got your eye on and we should keep ours on this season?
Well, you know, every team has their guys. You know, everybody has to have their guy. Like at Watterson, Max Bratka, he's a linebacker running back. He's got to have a big year for them. You know, at DeSales, you've got McLucky and Darius Mullins, Drew McLucky and Darius Mullins, and Tyler Van Fossen. Those kids have to have big seasons. Hartley, Jake Ruby might be the best quarterback in the league. They've got Cameron Culver coming back, and he's, if he stays healthy, he's going to be outstanding. They got Kirkbride. They're loaded again. St. Charles might have the most dynamic single individual, though, in Davion Johnson. He can just flat fly. And as to whether or not they can block enough for him, I don't know. But they've got a couple folks up front that are pretty good. And Reedy, of course, has the big brute in Devin Dukes. I mean, he rushed for over 2,100 yards last year. You know, how do you stop that? Every team has guys, dudes, that can get it done. And that's kind of exciting for the league to have that.
We're speaking with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, Larry and Randy Reinhardt at Moorhead Stadium in Upper Arlington, getting ready for our CCL Game of the Week tonight as St. Charles takes on the Golden Bears. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Coach, you mentioned the Cardinals. They let head coach Jeff Farrion go at the end of last season, picked up longtime DeSales head coach Bob Jacoby, who has a career record of 181-97, including 157-60 during his seasons at DeSales from 1990 to 2006. Also went to six state championship games, won two of those games. What will Bob Jacoby bring to St. Charles?
Well, first of all, he's going to change the entire offensive system. Second of all, he's going to bring part of that DeSales toughness. St. Charles lost some games last year because they just couldn't finish. They didn't know how to finish. Bob Jacoby knows how to finish, and he knows how to get teams across the finish line. And those kids will buy into it. Listen, they're very successful kids. They're from successful families. They go to a great school. They want to win as much as anybody. Now you hook them up with a coach like Bob Jacoby, who's, I mean, he's top-notch. He's as good a coach as we've had in the Central Catholic League, maybe ever. And you put those two things together, and it may not happen game one. It may not happen tonight, but it's going to happen. And when it does, look out. It could be magic.
Coach, you mentioned the change in offense, and it's not just a small change. They're going from a spread, wide-open system to an option-based offense. How difficult can that be for the kids to pick up on the fly?
Well, probably of the two offenses, they're going to a more simplistic type of offense. The veer that they're going to run, it's pretty simple to run. It's very difficult to achieve the kind of success they want to achieve. In other words, what I mean by that is, they have to change their whole mentality. Where they used to strike from anywhere on the field with a 3-yard pass that turned into an 80-yard run, now they're going to 3-yard you and 4-yard you to death. And the secret tonight for Bob's guys at St. Charles is they have to limit Upper Arlington to 10 or fewer possessions. If they can get them out of the first half with 4 possessions and out of the second half with 5 or 6 possessions, maybe in that 10 to 11 range, they have a chance to win, because that's the secret to the Veer offense. It's like Novocaine. It just takes time, and it eventually works, and it wears you out. And then you look up the scoreboard, and you lose 14-13, and you're scratching your head and can't figure it out. And that's what Bob Jacoby is going to try to get the St. Charles kids to do.
On the other side of the ball, defense is the strength of this St. Charles team. Upper Arlington replacing 8 starters on offense. How can the Cardinals take advantage of that difference in experience tonight?
Well, I think what the first side of the ball that's going to see the dramatic change for St. Charles is the defensive side. You're going to have more kids running to the football in an angry mood, because that's what Bob is going to demand. He's going to absolutely require those kids to play through the hollow of the whistle. And they played hard last year. They now are going to play harder. And on defense, that is going to be – that's going to be the biggest single difference, I think, for St. Charles. And they've only got one or two kids that are going to go both ways. So he's made a commitment to play more kids. They're going to stay healthier because of it. Their defense is going to run to the football a little bit more. They'll have a chance to stay in more games.
Coach, St. Charles's first five games this season are on the road. So does that make this one tonight a game that they could possibly win and steal even more important?
Well, for St. Charles to go over to Marv Moorhead tonight and win this game, it's going to be a huge, huge task. I don't know that they have the ability to do that yet. But there's a difference between winning and losing. There's that middle section where you just choose not to be a loser tonight. And if they just do the things that Bob wants them to do, control the football, don't turn it over, play good defense, they could still get beat by an Upper Arlington team that's pretty good. They could still get beat. But they won't feel like they lost the game. They'll just feel like, hey, listen, they were better than we were. We need to get better next week and we can do it. And I think Bob is going to do this increment by increment by increment. Tonight it's going to be defense. Tonight they're going to sell out on defense, and the offense will come. And I think they have a chance tonight. But, you know, Arlington's going to have to help them. They're going to have to put the ball on the carpet a few times. If they do, St. Charles might beat them.
Larry, thanks for taking a time out from your pregame preparations. We look forward to your call tonight, Upper Arlington against St. Charles in our CCL Game of the Week, and listening to your call all season.
Happy to be doing it again. Year number three kicks off in just a few minutes. I'm excited.
Coach Larry Wolf, he teams up with Randy Reinhart all season on our call of the CCL Game of the Week. And as Coach mentioned, it all starts tonight as St. Charles travels to Upper Arlington immediately following the preview show. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from Central Ohio High School football. And they'll talk with the coaches and players from key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard and get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboardshow.com. St. Francis DeSales opened its season last night with a 28-7 romp over Lancaster. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And coach, after losing your opener last year to Lancaster 13-3, I would imagine last night's score had to be particularly satisfying.
It was, you know, and I thought we learned some things from last year and return some guys in particular up front. And Lancaster's really good at what they do and how they go about it. But I thought our guys were really dialed in and executed really well. The wing tee offense is a difficult offense. You know, it really forces you to play your responsibility. And our guys did a great job, you know, taking their coaching all week and then going out and executing. Played very physical, very fast. I was really happy with it.
Coach, with that, a newcomer to your team, Cole Silvestri, he transfers in during the offseason, plays quarterback for you, goes 8 of 12, 125 yards for a touchdown, and I believe all of that was in the first half. Talk about Cole's performance and how he won the job at quarterback.
Well, you know, we've been fighting for everything all summer long, and, you know, we thought there's some things he gives us. He has a little bit of zip on the ball, and real reliable, real dependable, real driven guy, you know, wants to be good and all those types of things. And so talking about some of the guys around him with experience up front in the backfield and just managing the game, I thought he did a great job. You know, he was able to complete a couple throws at key times and a touchdown pass in there early on. So I was happy with him, you know, and we played clean in terms of turnovers and stuff like that overall when our ones were in. So all good stuff, all stuff we were aiming for.
And certainly, Coach, complimenting Silvestri's passing game, your running game, Alonzo Booth, 13 carries for 164 yards and two touchdowns. Talk about his game and the blocking by the O-line.
Well, our line did a great job. I mean, everything starts and ends with them. Alonzo's a really good back, and occasionally he can break some tackles and get loose. And, you know, that's a lot of beef running down the field and wide open. So he can break some tackles. But it all starts up front. He'd be the first to tell you that. And was real proud of the way we played. I'm sure we'll you know, watch film and dig in and continue to get better. But from what I could see, guys are doing a good job doing their assignments tonight.
You know, Coach, with that too, Brian Asamoah had a couple carries, I believe 8 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. He looked awful good back there, made some great cuts. Talk about how nice it is to have that 1-2 punch, kind of like you had last year with Austin and Alonzo.
Well, that's exactly it. And I think, again, we've evolved offensively a little bit. We still have the option element. I think we want to try to throw the quick game a little bit. And then the backs you mentioned, you know, there's different ways to get guys the ball. And to me, that's good offensive play, is trying to spread it around, trying to take what the defense gives you, trying to use your weapons to the best of your ability. So that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, long ways to go here, but it was a good start against Lancaster.
Coach, and typical radio guys, we've talked this whole time about offense, but your defense gives up 7 points, and it's on the last play of the game. Talk about how well they played last night.
They played really well from start to finish. We were able to keep field position. We had a lot of three and outs. You know, we got great stops on first down, which forced them into some uncomfortable third and longs and things of that nature, you know, which is not consistent with their style of offense. So really played great. And, you know, they were able to punch one in on the end, but we got other guys in. They got to play. And that's all part of it, too. You know, would have liked to have that shutout. But we won the game, and, you know, we played well, and we're moving on to week two.
We're joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. His Stallions opening up the 2016 season last night with a 28-7 romp over Division I Lancaster. Coach, do you feel the loss to Zanesville in round two of the playoffs last season really fueled your team over the summer?
I do. You know, it's nobody likes to lose their last game, that's for sure. But when you lose one so close, could have went the other way, you know, miss a play here, miss a play there. That's how close you are. And then a lot of those guys are returning, you know, so there's a hunger. I think we're hungry to get back into that position. And, you know, our mindset is really the things that are right in front of us. There's nothing more important to us than winning the next game. And we want to take that approach and play as long as we can.
And then, Coach, we just talked about your defense a little bit and how well they played last night. You guys lost all 4 starters from your secondary last season heading into this year. I know Lancaster doesn't like to throw the ball much. They're more of a running team. But what did you see out of your secondary guys last night, and who are the guys stepping up to fill those spots?
Jared Noble. Ryan Peaks played well. He JoJo, our corner, you know, JoJo and Jared Noble played quite a bit last year. Jared's really the leader back there. He's sort of quarterbacking the defense and did a great job. And, you know, while Lancaster didn't air it out or anything, they still do a lot of things that require your safeties to get involved in the run game and forcing the ball and all that. So I was pleased. I was pleased with what they did.
And then, Coach, you've got kind of a weird game next week. You're playing a prep team out of Canada, a new team, Clarkson North, I believe it is, and they're kind of just a football school. Guys go there just to play football. They're playing all 10 games, you told me, in the States this year. They're going to be up in Ottawa playing Glandorf tonight. Are you actually up there to scout them tonight?
Yes. Yeah, we want to get a chance to see them live, and that was one of the good things about a Thursday game, I think, you know. On Wednesday night, your question and if Thursday was good, but now that Thursday's over, we're happy it's Friday and we get to go scout the team we play next. So, yeah, absolutely, go take a look at them.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the season-opening win over Lancaster, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, guys, thanks for having me.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins joining us now on the preview show. As Stallions two-way starter Drew McLucky, an offensive tackle and defensive end, and Drew coming out of the blocks against a tough Division I Lancaster team, a team that you lost to last year in the season opener 13-3. How satisfying was that 28-7 domination last night?
It was definitely super satisfying. We were really hungry coming out. We were focusing on them all week. And then we knew what happened to us last year. So we just had to fix everything up and just hit everything like we know how to hit it.
Drew, Coach talked about you guys opening the holes for Alonzo Booth and Brian Osamoah back there. Kind of grade your performance on the offensive line last night. How do you think you did gelling as a whole there?
We did pretty well. I would say probably like a B. There's still a lot of areas we could clean up. We had a couple false starts, holdings. But just little things, but we were definitely opening up holes, let our big backs make big plays. But overall, we still need to clean things up. But I'm definitely happy about what we did.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, you guys played great. You almost got the shutout, keeping Lancaster's offense in check. Talk about the D, how hard you guys worked in the offseason, and how it paid off last night.
Yeah, we got a big four. We got Darrow, Darius, and then Barber. And me, we were just working our butts off in practice. We knew they were going to be physical, so we knew we had to fight force with force. And then I say we just play everything like we knew how to play, and everything worked out for us.
We're joined on the preview show by DeSales defensive end and offensive tackle Drew McLucky, who helped the Stallions beat Lancaster 28-7 last night in the season opener. How much did the loss to Zanesville in round two of the playoffs motivate you guys coming into this season?
It definitely hurt us. We were just thinking about it all off season and everything. We were just pushing to be better because we knew how close we were and how close we were to advancing. And then we just couldn't get it done. So that's just fueling our fire. And then we came out against Lancaster and just tried to fix all those little things. And then we rolled.
Drew, Cole Silvestri transfers in from Olentangy Liberty, has a huge game for you guys last night at quarterback. Talk about how you guys really tried to welcome him into the team and how well he played.
Yeah, well, we just tried to welcome him, just be relaxed, don't be nervous. And he played really well for us, really calm for us. We just took him under our wing and just let him with us. So, and he played an excellent game, clean calls, everything.
And, Drew, during the football season, it's not all the time that you get a Friday night off, so what are you doing tonight?
I'm actually going to go to my old school, Licking Heights. I'm going to go watch them play a little bit and then just chill out the rest of the weekend.
All righty, Drew, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the big win last night, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales offensive tackle and defensive end Drew McLucky. The Stallions off to a 1-0 start on the year. We have to step away. When we come back, we'll talk with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Then it's Bishop Waterson head coach Dan Bajelic and Eagles senior linebacker and offensive guard Hayden Paul. All of that and more straight ahead on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
College football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Ohio State's Archie Griffin, on Sportsmanship.
Interscholastic athletics are about much more than wins and losses and the thrill of competition. They're about sportsmanship, representing your school, and setting the foundation for a lifetime of success. Participation in junior high and high school sports is a privilege, not a right, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association follow a higher set of standards than non-school teams. Remember that when we talk about student-athletes, the word student comes first for a reason.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Brace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Newark Catholic returned to the postseason last year, but fell 21-20 to Paint Valley in the opening round of the playoffs. The Green Wave opened this season last night with a 27-7 win over Licking Valley. Head coach Bill Franks joins us now. And Bill, you guys started running, ended running, and did a lot of running in between. Kyle Gibson, 187 yards and two touchdowns. Talk about his play and the play of your offensive line.
Well, you know, it all starts with the offensive line, and Josh Hendershot has just done a wonderful job. I just got done playing for Toledo a few years ago, and he played for the Green Wave. And just been a great addition, and he's working alongside of Chris Grebe, my first center at Newark Catholic, and they're doing a whale of a job. And Gibson's commitment is second to none. He's an early morning weight room guy that he's just earned everything that he got today.
And then, Coach, your defense has been so good the past couple of years. Last night you forced Licking Valley into five turnovers, some untimely penalties. Talk about the play of your defense last night, holding them to just 7 points.
Well, we've since I played in the Stone Ages in the 80s, we've always hung our, and even the 70s for that matter, and 60s, we've always hung our hat on great defense. And, you know, this year, you know, we looked to be on our way. We were a little bit upset that we didn't stop the run better in a couple of the scrimmages, and our coaches just really turned the right notches, and you know, we were able to, you know, be a good run team, run stopping team. You know, give credit to Tommy Pickering and our coordinator and Terrell White and our DB coach and Nahum Massimer. They've did a whale of a job of coaching up that defense.
Coach, I mentioned it in the question that your defense has been so good the past couple of years. And we live in a world of football that offense gets all the headlines. How do you get your kids to buy in on that side of the ball?
Well, honestly, I feel right now, I kind of think offense, the defense is a little bit ahead of the offense. So that's why you're seeing more of the quarterback running the ball, because that gives you an extra blocker to deal with these defenses that, you know, quite honestly, I think if you play defense right, you can really slow people up. And just our kids and our coaches embrace it, and they like to be physical, and they like to be team-oriented, and they call themselves the Wolf Pack, and that was what they used to call themselves all the way back in the 1960s. So some of their dads and grandpas played, and so it's kind of neat to see that tradition.
We're joined on the preview show by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. His Green Wave opening the season last night with a 21-7 win over Licking Valley. Coach, you're entering your 20th season as a head coach, and Connor Sheehan is the only 14-year-old who's ever started for you. He's now a senior. What makes Connor so special, and how has he grown as a player?
Well, Connor, he does the little things well. You know, he's 200 pounds. But he plays like he's 240 pounds. He has leverage. He's very calculated with, you know, his football IQ is very high. He trains wonderfully. And he also, you know, we bring him up. He very fortunate. He had a rough car wreck last night and didn't get to play in the ball game. I don't know if you guys were made aware of that. So the Lord is alive and well, and we're so thankful that Connor's okay.
Wow,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Coach, Connor on the defensive line, and really both of your lines, a lot of experience coming back. Talk about how much that helps when you have that foundation there on the offensive and the defensive lines.
Well, it's a unit. I mean, Tyke Wilson and Sam Wendt and Kyle Gibson and Kyle Simi, and I'm going to leave a guy out here, Nick Gialdini and Kirkpatrick, a young sophomore, and we play a lot of guys on that D line, and they play fast, and our coaches are, you know, able to you know, identify where the bleeding is, and then we make a fix, and it was a good team effort.
Bill, we mentioned last year your season ended with a 21-20 loss to Paint Valley in the first round of the Division VI playoffs. How much did that narrow loss motivate your players in the off season?
Well, we tell them. Football in Ohio, it's big time. You know, it's Florida. You know, it's Texas. It's Oklahoma. It's the real deal. And they know they were beaten by a good team. And, you know, Paint Valley coaching staff had those guys ready, and they were three-year starters. And we played pretty well, but we didn't play well enough to win and, you know, left some opportunities on the table and gave up some couple cheap passes, and we got beat, you know. And so our guys know that the margin of error is slim, and we have to analyze what we can control. And, you know, we talk about what can we control to stay even, and then what can we control to get ahead. And, you know, that be it, you know, don't just train, you know, train smart, you know, eat properly, you know, make sure you're getting the proper rest. You know, we talk about film. So we're always talking about how can we go from good to great. And, you know, we're pretty competitive with that because we have – always been either great or good, and you know, these kids are really striving. They want to be one of those great teams.
Coach, since you played last night on Thursday, who are you going to scout tonight on a Friday?
Well, you know, I will mark it down. We'll have a group of coaches out and about and everywhere to get all the eyes out, and I'll head down Saturday to Nelsonville, York. They play Trimble, a rival. And I'll most likely be at Columbus Academy, which is our third opponent.
All righty, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the season-opening 21-7 win over Licking Valley. Best of luck the rest of the way, and we'll look forward to talking with you each and every Friday night here on the Preview Show.
Thank you for this great service for high school kids.
Our pleasure, Coach. Thanks again. Good luck this season. Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, the Green Wave, out and running with a 21-7 win over Licking Valley in their season opener. Bishop Watterson returned to the postseason for the first time since 2012 last year. That trip included a 28-3 win over top-seeded Hamilton Township in round one of the playoffs. The Eagles fell in the second round to Jackson 14-0, ending the season with a record of 6-5. Watterson head coach Dan Bajelic joins us now. And, Coach, none of the guys on this year's team had been to the playoffs before last season. How big was that for them not to just get there but to also get a win in the postseason?
I think that's something, you know, that the senior group really kind of wanted to, you know, kind of strive for. And anytime you get a taste of it, you're really glad. It's kind of a just reward for the kids. But, I mean, I guess as you're looking, building down the future, it kind of gives you hopefully something for a little bit to keep you hungry in the off season and kind of push you going into the next season.
Coach, did you sense just that from your kids, that feel and taste of the postseason really drove them in the off season?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, you know, it was a focal point, you know. We had some kids that played some here and there and had some moments, but not a large amount. But I think it kind of fueled them when they saw the other guys and the opportunity of being in that, playing those two playoff games.
Coach, the downside, you only have two returning starters on defense. You graduated all four offensive linemen, your quarterback and your leading receiver. How difficult is it going to be to replace all those starters?
Well, it's difficult at first. I mean, I think the hard part is really, you know, until you get true game experiences. I mean, you get scrimmages and some things. Some guys had some moments here and there, some spot play, you know what I mean? But the consistent part of it, what it takes, I guess it's some growing pains as you get going. Hopefully the sooner the better.
Coach, Doug mentioned senior quarterback Steven Marcos gone. Senior Will Davis and junior Cole Andrews have battled all camp for the quarterback job. Who starts under center tonight, and what do each of those guys bring to the position?
We'll go ahead and start this week. The senior will start. I'm sure Cole will get to see some time, too. You know, they're both solid kids, both good quarterbacks, both baseball players. You know, both of them bring a little bit different thing. Cole would probably have a stronger arm than Will. I think Will's maybe a little grasp of some of the things that we're doing, a little bit more veteran, having another year experience gives him a little upper hand on that part of it.
We're joined by Bishop Watterson head coach Dan Bajelic. His Eagles opening up the season tonight at Hagley Field against a familiar opponent in Walnut Ridge. You have to be happy, Coach, that the Scots Mr. Everything, Malik Harrison, is now playing at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, very much. Malik was a very gifted athlete. I mean, they played him, you know, besides on offense. Everybody knows him on that side. But I'm an outside linebacker on defense. I believe that's what he's going to be doing at Ohio State, and he did a great job for them last year.
Coach, has it been maybe a little harder to prepare your guys for Walnut Ridge this season, considering most everything went through Harris in the past couple of years?
You know, Coach, you know, Maddox does a great job. They kind of have a system what they're doing. I mean, obviously, you know, we'll find out what we don't have them prepared for, I guess, tonight a little bit later. But, you know, hopefully we feel good going in, got an idea, having played them a number of years, of what their somewhat their system is.
Coach, we talked about some of the inexperience on the defensive side of the ball for your squad this year. What would you like to see most from your defense tonight?
You know, guys, for us, number one, we're trying to talk about playing team defense, trying to be very solid on our gaps. A lot of hustle. I mean, a lot of the defensive side, your mentality, hopefully being aggressive and playing together can make up for some pitfalls and some execution-type things, and that's a big thing we really preach.
Coach, junior Justin Vance saw some time for Walnut Ridge at quarterback last year, but he's a great athlete. They want to get him in other spots. It looks like maybe sophomore Isaiah Murphy is going to be starting for them. How can you take advantage of that if it is the sophomore with his inexperience?
You know, I guess we'll say, I mean, you're going to try to defend, you know, what they do play-wise, first of all, and then I guess kind of take what they try to do against you and kind of adapt to that. I mean, we're not trying to do anything special different based upon whoever the quarterback is for them.
Coach, thanks for taking some time out from your pregame preparations. Good luck tonight in the season opener against Walnut Ridge.
All right, thank you very much, guys.
Bishop Watterson head coach Dan Bajelic. As we mentioned, the Eagles will need strong play on defense tonight against an explosive Walnut Ridge offense. One of those guys in charge of the defense is senior linebacker Hayden Paul, who spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Hayden, last year, you guys got Watterson back in the playoffs. Nobody on that's on the team this year had been in the playoffs before last year. What was that experience like for you guys?
It was a great experience, so hopefully we do great things this year. Obviously, a tough loss to Jackson in the second round. But that first-round win over the number one seed, it was great winning by getting a lot of kids in, a lot of playoff experience for everybody. Really, I think will be beneficial to us this year.
You mentioned the tough loss to Jackson there. Obviously, you guys didn't want to end your season that week in the second round. Do you think that's kind of fueled and motivated the team throughout the offseason?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Obviously, that loss, you feel really bad about it for a little bit. But after that, you start thinking you got another season coming up you got to prepare for it, and really kind of motivated us to work extra hard this offseason, putting extra work on our own time, too, in order to go further this year.
This year you guys only returned 4 starters on offense and 2 on defense. Obviously a lot of guys got some time before and some playing time, but starting is a different thing. Everybody wants to be the starter. Has that led to a lot of competition and everybody pushing each other this year?
Yeah, the competition they created was actually very beneficial for us this year. I mean, obviously not having experience is tough, but when everybody's competing for a starting job, it really helps to push everybody harder.
You guys take on Walnut Ridge this week, your season opener. Ridge is an opponent that's very familiar to you guys the past couple years. Do you think that is something that helps you guys? Do you like playing an opponent that you know in the opener?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Obviously, coming off that loss to them last year, you're looking for revenge. You don't want to lose to any team, but you were always looking for a win after losing to them previous season.
Is that something you guys talk about to the younger kids, the underclassmen, talk about that loss and how you guys really want to get this back and motivate, or do they know?
They know. They saw that loss, but everybody's reminding them that we want this one bad after them coming up and upsetting us last year.
Everybody knows Walnut Ridge the past 3 years has had a great athlete in Malik Harrison, who's on to Ohio State. He played core. He kind of did everything for him, but definitely quarterback. One, it's got to be nice to know you're not lining up against him this Friday.
Yeah, it's nice to have him going. He was one hell of a player, but obviously they've still got many players, even at the quarterback position and running back. Good team for sure. So we'll look to get him Friday night.
And with that, sounds like they're going to be starting a sophomore possibly at quarterback of some inexperience back there. How can you guys take advantage of that on the defensive side of the ball?
Obviously get pressure on him, make him make throws he doesn't really want to, and hopefully we'll take advantage of that.
Well, Hayden, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get in there with your team. Good luck this week and the whole season.
Thank you, sir.
Our thanks to Bishop Watterson captain Hayden Paul and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles open their season tonight when they welcome Walnut Ridge to Hagley Field. Time for a quick break. When we return, it's Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. Then we check in with Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks starting running back and linebacker Marquette Dixon on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common, the hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valente and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Fisher Catholic had its most successful season since 2006 last year, finishing 6-4 under first-year head coach Mike Yannotti. The Irish will look to improve on that record this season, despite losing several key players to graduation. Coach Yannotti joins us now on the preview show. And looking back, how did you feel your first season at Fisher Catholic went, Coach?
Well, I thought it was very successful in so many ways. The kids are great to work with. The one thing that every coach really wants to stress is the character of their team, and I never had any doubt about that last year or even this year. So that's a good start. And our kids for this year worked hard in the off season. So, and I'm sure they did last year, but we're more focused on what we want to do in the off season and ready for this year.
Coach, last season you got the job late in the summer, and you didn't have a lot of time to get your team ready for the season and get your system in place. So how nice has it been to have that whole off season, you know, the winter, the weightlifting, all of that, and get the kids ready and get your system ready to go?
Well, it's been good because you don't have to teach everything from the ground up. Even though you start with the fundamentals, we don't have to go through everything. And for example, one of our players said, "Coach, we didn't run it that way last year, and because I was going too fast for them," and he corrected me. So they kind of know what the system is, and it's nice to know. So
we're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. His Irish went 6-4 last season. You replaced quite a few starters on both sides of the ball this season, including your quarterback Jared Faulkner and running back Hayden Muckensturm. Do you think the competition at all those positions is making all your players better?
Well, I think yes. But again, we have a fairly limited number of kids. So we're in the 20s still. So the competition is every day to get better against ourselves as well as others. But yeah, and I think that our kids have picked up on that and are working harder, you know, harder and more focused in that regard.
Coach, you mentioned the numbers are down, only about 26 kids. A lot of guys going to have to go both ways. One of them is senior fullback and linebacker Alan McCall. He's going to be on the field a lot this season, and you're going to rely on him a lot. What makes Alan such a good player?
Well, Alan is, first of all, he's a smart kid. He understands the big picture, and he's quick but patient. It's kind of an oxymoron, a contradiction in terms. But he sees the blocks and plays off them just like, you know, your good fullbacks do and good running backs do. So, and we've got a number of other kids who are coming along. So, you know, Alan, first of all, is going to be our fullback and our middle linebacker, and he's going to have a hard time bringing him off the field. But, yeah, he's a wonderful kid to have. He's definitely a cornerstone for us.
We're talking with Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. His Irish opening up the 2016 season on the road at Bishop Rosecrans tomorrow. What can you tell us about the Bishops, Coach?
Well, they're very talented. We watched them scrimmage against West Muskingum, and we're very impressed. Their quarterback and their tailback are two very good athletes, and they run the system well. You know, again, it's going to be every game is going to be a challenge for us because you never know what you're going to get from your high school kids. But it's going to be a big challenge for us because those kids, they're good athletes. They're as good as anybody we've seen of late in the first game.
Coach, you mentioned their tailback, Travis Johnston. He's a two-time All-Ohio, and last season he rushed for over 1,200 yards and 16 touchdowns. What kind of challenges is he going to pose for your defense?
Well, obviously he's a challenge, and but again, that's good if you control the line of scrimmage. And for us, big kids and talented athletes at that position are the key. And we're still working on that. We had to replace pretty much everybody on our defensive front, and offensive front as well. So it's a challenge, and he's a good athlete. If you let him have an inch, he'll take a mile.
Coach, the game was originally supposed to be a home game for you, but the field down there in Lancaster isn't ready yet, so it was moved to Zanesville. Is that going to be an issue at all, and is the field going to be an issue moving forward?
Actually, not. I mean, that's turf field, so it's kind of it's a home game but away game for them because that's not where they practice. It's turf field. So yeah, I mean, anytime you have to ride the bus for an hour, it's an issue. But we travel well, I think, and we're going to hope to not make that an issue.
All righty, Coach, thanks for taking the time out to join us. Good luck tomorrow in the season opener at Rosecrans.
And thanks, guys, very much.
Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. The Irish begin their 2016 season tomorrow night at Bishop Rosecrans. Bishop Hartley is coming off another great season, finishing 12-3 and winning the Division IV state championship with a 31-28 win in the title game. It was the Hawks' second state championship in the past six seasons. During that span, Hartley has an impressive record of 73-12, and the Hawks have gone 87-19 since Brad Birchfield took over as head coach in 2008. Coach Birchfield joins us now. And Brad, let's go back for a second to early December when the final seconds tick off the clock in the horseshoe. You win your second state title. What was that feeling like?
You know, it was a lot of fun. And I guess that minimized it a little bit, but it was really exciting. I mean, you're proud. You never really quite believe it, even, you know, having done this now a few times. You never quite really believe it. You're kind of tricked that, you know, time's not going to run out and this is all a dream. But it's a lot of fun and it's great. We also know that we don't take it for granted. It's something that, you know, years ago we'd only dream of.
Coach, compare the feelings of the first one in 2010 and the one last year.
Pretty similar from what I can remember. You know, both teams were obviously fantastic teams. You know, if you let yourself reminisce a little bit, think about some of the really exciting wins you had. Certainly that Steubenville State Championship game comes to mind. But in 2010, the championship game, we kind of controlled start to finish. You kind of think back to that Kettering-Alter game that we won in the semifinals, and it was right down to the wire. And those were similar feelings where, holy smokes, we won the state championship game. We're in the big show. And, you know, through the years now, it's kind of, I don't know that it's expected, but, you know, it's expected. This is what the kids dream of. This is what the kids want to do. You know, when the kids come in during the summer, hey, we want to play 15. Let's go.
We're joined on the preview show by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. His Hawks, the defending Division IV state champs. Coach, when you have great teams, unfortunately, you lose great players at the end of the year. Last year, you lost a couple who are not only great players, but great leaders in Ryan Anderson and Richard Jones III. How do you replace leadership like that?
You know, they replace the leadership. I hear schools talk about tradition, and I study that tradition, the tradition of the other great schools, the CCL. You know what tradition really means? It means that somebody puts forth a path for others to follow, and they help those people follow. So Ryan, Richard, you know, Ross Worthman, Jared Croswell, these great, great players for us, Curry, you know, they mentored these other kids, and they understood that these other guys, they wanted to be just like them. And they didn't take that for granted. They didn't take that lightly. They understood. So they blazed the path. You know, tradition doesn't mean keeping the throwing logs on the fire. It means building the fire up even more and more.
Coach, you mentioned your running back last year, Kareem Hickman. You've talked a lot this season about how good you believe Marquette Dixon is going to be as he steps in to replace Kareem. What is it about Marquette that makes him a great player?
Very angry. He's a very angry runner. I mean, he is difficult to take down and runs with a lot of power and vigor, and he's obviously got speed that he's been blessed with. He's chomped at the bit to wait his time. To have a kind of program that we want to have, you got to have really good players right behind really good players, and he's done that. He's obviously started linebacker for us, made huge plays. He's a difference maker for us a year ago. He'll be a difference maker this year for us as well.
So, Coach, it only makes sense you win the Division IV state title. You add Central Crossing and Worthington-Kilbourne, two big school powers, to your schedule this year.
We're excited to play those guys. You know, we're excited to play. We have great respect for the Ohio Capital Conference and those teams. So we're excited to play two playoff teams from that league. And I think it'll cause a lot of interest within the 270 outer belt and our Central Ohio fans. It'll keep you busy on that postgame show, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
We're joined on the preview show by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Speaking of that tough schedule, Coach, in Toledo tonight to face last season's Division III state runner-up, Central Catholic. 2 years ago, the Fighting Irish were the state champs. Last season, as we said, they came up just short, losing to Hoban in the state title game. Over the past four seasons, they're 51-7. How pumped up are your kids to open the season with a game like this?
They're excited. They're not only excited this week and tonight to play them, but they're excited, you know, all offseason. I mean, that gets your juices going a little bit when you know you're playing somebody this good, because you know how well they're doing. You've got to do it. You got to do it better. You know, you have to kind of come into those workouts with a little more hop in the step and a little more enthusiasm, and you got to make sure your teammates have that same kind of sense of urgency, because you're playing the team this good week one. You know how well they're doing it. You got to make sure you're matching it.
Coach, Division I recruit Michael Warren the second is back for his third season as running back for Toledo Central Catholic. In each of the last two seasons, he's rushed for over 2,000 yards, and he has a combined 59 touchdowns. What makes him so special and tough to stop?
Yeah, I think outside of his speed, quickness, and size, we got him. So he's a fast kid. I guess I left off how experienced he was still. He's a great, great player. I mean, we know that he's the key to them having success, and the key to us having success is we've got to surround him. We're not going to contain him. I mean, that's silly to even say. But we've got to surround him. We've got to get, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11 hats around that football every time. And every time, we got to make sure we're getting shoulder pads on him.
Last year, you contained him enough to beat Central Catholic 20-16 at home. What do you take away from that game?
Wow. You know, they're mad. We're walking into Hornets' nest. They're so angry with us. I mean, they were not happy. There was a real controversial onside kick at the end of the game that probably got called in our favor that shouldn't have been. That, you know, that's football. Those calls go different ways. It's hard to do that. And they were very angry. You know, their great coach, Coach Dempsey, I see him in the offseason at our state meetings. He doesn't like to look me in the eye, and he's a good guy. So they're really angry and fired up for us. We know we're going to play our best. I don't know that what we did kind of take away from it is Warren fumbled twice a year ago, and if he promises to do that again tonight, we would like that a lot. We know we got to take the ball away from him. But we also, you know, made them earn it down the field. You know, we held them to two scores, and they had to keep plowing away. We couldn't give them any long ones, any cheap ones, and we didn't, so that was good.
All righty, Coach, as always, thanks for joining us. Good luck this season, and good luck tonight against Toledo Central Catholic.
Looking forward to another great year from you guys, the Central Catholic League.
All righty, Coach. Thanks. Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. We talked with Coach about his starting running back Marquette Dixon. Our Ryan Baker did this week what the TCC defense will try to do tonight when Ryan caught up with Marquette at practice.
Marquette, first week of the season is here. I bet you're awful glad, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to the state title game last year. You guys are playing in the Shoe. You knock off Steubenville. It was a close, tight game. Tell me a little bit about what was going through your mind at that point.
You know, that I was a very excited person because we've been working all year to, like, to get up to the state championship and so the school can get more kids for the future generations. So I was just, you know, excited and pretty pumped and, you know, excited for my future.
Do you feel that taste of the championship, you know, has kind of helped fuel you guys through the offseason because you want to feel that again?
Yeah, I think I want to get up there again this year. So that like boosted me and gave me the confidence to like come back this year off of the injury last year and pump myself up and do what I got to do.
You guys had some great leaders from that team last year that you lost, guys like Ryan Anderson, Richard Jones III, Ryan Reed. How have you guys been able to fill that void here coming into the new season?
Well, we have Richard, who replaced Richard, is Cameron Cover, and Whitney, Anthony Whitney, and Jaden Manley replaced Ryan. So I'm coming up this year for Kyrie, and we're all collectively working to become a better people and better leaders. And we're going to replace it and do better this year.
You mentioned Kyrie Hickman gone. He was the main ball carrier last year. You're going to be the main runner this year. Obviously, Hartley always has a lot of guys that touch the ball, but you're going to be the guy there back at that running back spot. How pumped are you for that? And what are some things you learned from guys like Richard and Kyrie about filling that hole?
Well, I'm really pumped. I'm ready for the game. Richard, he told me to keep your shoulders down and run hard and run fast. And Kyrie taught me to never give up and always do what you got to do for your team.
You guys this week take on a Toledo Central Catholic team that you played and beat last year. Last year, I believe it was the second week of the season. This year, you guys open up with them on the road. Big game like that, does that help you guys having that the first week of the season to really prepare hard?
Yes, it gets us ready for every other opponent on our list.
And then they've got a pretty special running back in Michael Warren. He started since he was a sophomore, a Division I recruit. You kind of make that a personal battle going against him at the running back spot?
Yeah, I'm trying to see who's going to be better, which I believe I'm going to be better than him, and I'm going to show what I got on the offense and defensive side.
What's going to be, you think, one key for a victory this Friday night?
Just play hard and physical.
All right, Marquette, thanks a lot for this. Good luck this Friday and the whole season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Bishop Hartley running back and linebacker Marquette Dixon and our Ryan Baker. Hartley opens up on the road tonight against two-time state finalist Toledo Central Catholic. Up next, we'll talk with Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights lineman Patrick Jansen. Then we catch up with New St. Charles head man Bob Jacoby and Cardinals running back and safety Davion Johnson on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com, mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Bishop Reedy went 6-4 last season and just missed out on a spot in the Division VI playoffs when Newark Catholic knocked off Watkins Memorial on the last night of the regular season to bump the Silver Knights out. Head coach Brian Cross is entering his third season as Reedy's head coach. Brian joins us now on the preview show. And, Coach, how tough was it to be that close to a spot in the postseason and not quite get there?
Well, it was something that we weren't counting on making it, that's for sure. But it was something that I think would have really, really helped our program and our kids. So it was difficult to swallow, but I think it gave us some momentum in the weight room during the off season.
Coach, that was going to be my next question. Being so close like that, do you feel it really motivated your team in the off season?
I believe it did because, you know, Reedy has a proud tradition of making the playoffs, and we haven't made it for 2 years now. And we talked about it all winter, all spring, and all summer about, you know, getting back to the playoffs. And I believe that not making it last year really hurt our younger kids. So we're going to find out.
Coach, last season as a sophomore, running back Devin Dukes rushed for over 2,100 yards and 25 touchdowns. Devin's put on a lot of muscle here in the off season and gained some weight. How much better do you think he can be as a junior this year?
Well, he's definitely going to be more powerful, and so far it seems like he's kept his speed. He put on about probably 15 pounds of good weight. He's gotten stronger. He has the same speed. So our offensive line, I think, is going to be a little bit better because of our strength program. We've gotten a little bit bigger. We've gotten a little bit stronger. And with a better line, hopefully that's going to make him a better running back.
We're joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. And, Coach, your program numbers are up this year, 47 kids, but you have only 6 seniors. What challenges does it present coaching such a young team?
You know, I think the biggest challenge that you have with our numbers is the fact that we don't have as much competition at each position that we need. Because, you know, when you have competition at positions, you know, kids are going to work harder in practice. And just not having that senior leadership, you know, the seniors that we do have are doing a great job. But it would have been nice to have about, you know, 10 to 15 seniors leading this football team.
We're joined by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights opening the regular season tonight at Whitehall. You've played Whitehall the past 2 years, won both those games. Does that give your kids some extra confidence coming into this one tonight, Coach?
Well, you know, the last year's game, I think we won by 30-something to, I don't know, 19 or something. But it was really a close football game. We got some breaks in the game. We ran back at kickoff. We intercepted a pass when they were going in to score, and we ran it back to the 10-yard line. So we got some breaks in that game. It was a very close game. And the year before that, it was a very physical game. And I think they blocked one of our punts. We had a bad snap on a punt. So I think our kids believe that if we come out and play and make less mistakes than what they do, we know it's going to be a physical football game. But our kids are ready to compete tonight, and that's what's really important.
Senior quarterback DeShante Vaughn is back under center for the Rams. How difficult is it to play against, especially opening the season, an experienced dual-threat quarterback like that?
You know, we've watched him on film, and he's improved his throwing from last year, and he was always a threat to run the football. So we've got to find a way to contain him, because if we don't contain him, it'll be a long night for us because he's a guy that'll take off and run, and he's got a strong enough arm that, I mean, he can throw the ball 50, 60 yards downfield, and they got guys that can run. So, you know, what happens is with a guy like him, they have a broken play. Your defensive backs slow down to take a look, and the receivers keep running, and he'll get it out there. So it's going to be a challenge for us. He's a good one.
On the flip side of that, you guys are starting a new quarterback, sophomore Austin Aiello. What would you like to see from Austin this evening?
You know, I just want him to not try to do anything extra special. I just want him to manage the game and just take care of the football. That's critical for, I think, a young quarterback in his first start. And I know he's going to be nervous, but he's a solid football player. He's a solid candidate. We really like him. So he'll be just fine, I believe.
Coach, what does your team need to do tonight to get a win in the season opener?
You know, we've got to play good, solid defense. We've got to eliminate their big plays. Offensively, we got to move the ball and keep it away from them. And usually in the first game, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes usually comes out on top. So that we're going to try to play air-free football. You never really ever do that, but I think whoever makes the least amount of mistakes will come out on top.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Whitehall.
Thank you, guys.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. As we mentioned, the Silver Knights have only six seniors this season. One of them is two-way lineman Patrick Jansen, who spoke with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Patrick, last year you guys finished at 6-4, just barely missed the playoffs. Tell me how that fueled you guys going into the offseason and coming into this season.
I mean, being half a point off from the playoffs, it just gave us that fire inside to fight and do what we know we can do, because honestly, we believe we're a playoff team and we want to be back to where we were a couple years ago.
So you're a three-year starter, but you've started a tackle for your first 2 years, and this is your first year at center. So tell me how that transition's going.
It's going pretty well. It started off kind of slow, kind of rough, but definitely getting used to it. It's just a matter of getting consistent, not just crazy, I guess.
And you got a great runner behind you. So, like I said, new quarterback. How's that? Like I said, that transition with the new quarterback, Austin Aiello. How's you been trying to help him out, or any tips or anything?
Just like trying to impart my knowledge as far as being a three-year starter. Just like stay free, play free. Don't get in your own head. That's the biggest thing for a young player.
Our thanks to Reedy senior two-way lineman Patrick Jansen and our Chris Higgins. The Silver Knights open up tonight against Whitehall. St. Charles has a new head coach, and he's no stranger to the Central Catholic League. Former DeSales head coach Bob Jacoby was named Cardinals head coach on December 28th after Jeff Ferrian was let go after seven seasons. Coach Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And Bob, welcome back to the CCL.
I'm real happy to be here coaching football.
You haven't been a head coach since 2012 when you left Hamilton. Why did you decide now was the time to get back into it? And what was it about the St. Charles job that attracted you?
Well, ironically, I did try to get some jobs. I never really wanted to stop coaching, but as you know, fate would have it, I wasn't able to get the jobs that I originally went for, and then kind of gave up on coaching, and then this opened up, and next thing I knew, I was in the interview process. So, you know, I just feel like this is maybe the place where I was supposed to be, and I just had to be patient.
Coach, under Coach Ferry and St. Charles ran a more spread attack on offense. Your offense, of course, obviously very option-based. How has that transition been for the kids?
It's been hard because, you know, everybody had to start from square one. You know, we have all new language and everything. And so, you know, usually you have two or three classes of guys that already know what they're supposed to be doing. And so we didn't have any experience. And so the process has been slow.
We're joined by new St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. Obviously, you had great success at DeSales during your 17-year tenure there. You went 157-60, made the postseason 15 times, went to the state championship game 6 times, won 2 state titles. So on October 21st, when you take on the Stallions, what is that going to be like?
Well, I don't know. I know it's going to be a real competitive game, but you know, we're playing Arlington tonight. That's the game I really want to focus on, And you know, we can't overlook any of our opponents. So, you know, Arlington's the game we've got our mind on right now, and we'll worry about the sales when we get there.
Speaking with new St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby, as you mentioned, the Cardinals opening the season on the road tonight at Upper Arlington. It's our CCL Game of the Week live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Now, this originally was going to be a home game for you, Coach, but some bleacher construction at Walt Plank Field isn't complete, so it had to be switched. Has that caused any issues?
No, not really. I mean, we have to have the mentality we can play anywhere. And one of our goals is try to make the playoffs and win playoff games. And, you know, when you get to the playoffs, you got to play a neutral site against big crowds. And that's what Arlington's going to bring for us, is just another venue that we've got to get used to. It's going to be a great experience for us.
Coach, kind of piggybacking off that question, now you guys don't have a home game until week 6. So does that make kind of getting off to a fast start here early in the season even more important?
You know, I don't think so. If you go my record at DeSales, we had a better record when we were away. There's a lot less distractions when you go other places because you've got your kids focused and ready to go instead of running out of school with all the things that can happen. So, you know, we don't think that's going to phase us one bit being away.
Coach, on offense, Arlington is replacing 8 starters, and your team returns 8 starters on the defensive side of the ball. So how can you take advantage of that experience difference in that matchup?
Well, I don't really think there is any experience difference because we're replacing 0 starters with experience in what we're doing. So, you know, we've got our work cut out for us no matter what. Arlington's the kind of team that you know, they've been doing their stuff for a couple of years, and they're just ready to reload.
We're joined by new St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals opening the season on the road tonight against Upper Arlington in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Coach, what do you most want to see out of your team tonight in your first game as head coach at St. Charles?
Well, I really want to see 2 things. I want to see toughness, and I want to see execution. Those 2 things are things that are crucial to our season. And, you know, we're capable of it. But having a running attack, we have to have some toughness to make that work. And, you know, Arlington's no slouch. So we've got to meet force with force.
Coach, welcome back to the Central Catholic League, and good luck tonight against Upper Arlington.
Well, thanks a lot. High school football is a great thing, and you know, I think we're going to have a great crowd out there in Arlington. It'll be a great venue for both teams to play in.
All right. Thanks again, head coach Bob Jacoby of the St. Charles Cardinals. Senior running back and defensive back Davian Johnson led the Cardinals in rushing last season and led the area with 7 interceptions. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Davion earlier this week.
Davion, last year you guys were 4-6. Come in, you got a new coach. Not only do you have a new coach, but he's a championship coach who won state championships at a rival school, DeSales. Mm-hmm. Tell me how the transition has gone from last year to this year with the new coach.
It's been kind of bumpy, you know, we having to learn whole new systems, like in every way, from special teams to offense to defense. You know, that's something that's challenging for any team, no matter who you are or what team you play for. But you know, I think we've handled it well. I think we've worked our butts off, and it's coming along. It's definitely coming along for us.
Yeah, so talk about the change from the offense. With last year, you guys were a spread attack. This year, you guys go to an option-based attack, which, you being a running back, means you're probably going to get the ball a little more. Mm-hmm. So is that switch something that you like?
Yeah. You know, personally, you know, all the CCL teams, Watterson, DeSales, Hartley, all those guys, they run the football. They pound us out. And, you know, it's nice to be a part of that now. I've always wanted to run that kind of offense. I always wanted to run it, guys. So, you know, I enjoy that change.
And then on defense, you guys go from a 4-4 last year to a 4-3 this year. So what's the main switch there? What's the main change there where you had to – any new terms you got to –
Yeah, the big thing for me is last year I was a one high safety, so this year I'm playing with another safety. That's something I'm still getting used to, you know. Last year I was kind of a free guy. I was a robber. That's why I was able to make a lot of plays. But, you know, this year I got to, you know, stay on my side, you know, cover my responsibilities. So I think that's going well for us, too. We're coming along with that.
Well, good. This week, week one, you're at Up Arlington. It was supposed to be a home game, but because of the stadium reconstruction, you're there. Mm-hmm. So tell me what you expect with Up Arlington. They're always a traditional power here in Central Ohio, and it's on the road. So tell me what you expect over there at Up Arlington.
A major opportunity. You know, the St. Charles has never defeated a Division I program, so nothing would be better to go than going to their house and punching them in the mouth, you know. So we're excited. We're ready to embrace the challenge. You know, we're not backing down from anybody. Our schedule is ridiculous this year. So, you know, we have to be ready.
All right, man. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles running back and defensive back Davion Johnson and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals open the Bob Jacoby era tonight on the road against Upper Arlington. It's our CCL Game of the Week right here live on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this short timeout.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
High school football is back, and two of Central Ohio's Catholic teams opened up the 2016 season on a high note last night as DeSales rolled over Lancaster 28-7 and Newark Catholic beat Licking Valley 21-7. This evening, Hartley is on the road to take on Toledo Central Catholic. Watterson heads to Walnut Ridge. Reedy is at Whitehall. And in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, St. Charles battles Upper Arlington at Marv Moorhead Stadium. Tomorrow, Fisher Catholic heads to Zanesville to face Bishop Rosecrans. Don't forget, after the game tonight, stay tuned for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboardshow.com. That'll do it for us here on the preview show. On the other side of this break, it's Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf with the live play-by-play of tonight's CCL Game of the Week between St. Charles and Upper Arlington. For Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, and enjoy the game, everybody.
Toddlers are utterly free, maybe too free. In the quiet moments after communion the other day, my 3-year-old repeatedly shouted, "I tooted." They don't care what people think of them. They actually don't really worry about anything. Who's going to pay the bills? Where's my next meal going to come from? They get in their car seats without asking, where are we going? They fall asleep in those car seats and wake up somewhere else and never wonder, what happened last night? That's because they know they have a father and a mother who love them and look out for them. So they're free to enjoy the ride. As we get older, we have responsibilities and stresses that pile up on us. But it's important to remember that we still have a Heavenly Father who loves us. And no matter how crazy things get, He's looking out for us. And from the eternal perspective, everything's going to be fine. You know what that means? It means we can enjoy the ride. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. Football has played a big part in my life, but football's also a lot more than just big plays, wins, losses, and championships. Football teaches young people about dedication, sacrifice, teamwork, and overcoming adversity. So let's respect the game and get out and support your local school. You'll be amazed of all the good things you see happening at Ohio schools.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the OHSAA Radio Network.